There's a new series premiering tonight about a family of outlaws here in Southern California. It's a drama that's based on an Australian movie called Animal Kingdom. In the TNT version, Ellen Barkin plays the matriarch.
Suss him out. Are you too thick to figure that out? You want to be a leader? Make a decision.
One upcoming episode was directed by Regina King, who for decades has worked in front of the camera as an actress. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, she's now building a career in the director's chair.
It's good to be Regina King. On this day, she commands the cast and crew of Animal Kingdom on the Warner Brothers backlot in Burbank. The set is a California ranch-style house filled with skateboards and surfboards and complete with a real working swimming pool. King sets up a shot in which Ellen Barkin's character serves drinks to her four bad boy sons.
Let's start. Oh, she's pouring.
The last two glasses.
The last two glasses of juice.
As guest director of the new series, she has to match the tone of the show and add her own touch.
And cut!
After three decades of acting, King admits she enjoys calling the shots.
I like control. So the opportunity to be in a position that allows you to have more control, I dig that.
King says directing actress Ellen Barkin was a dream come true. But at the premiere of Animal Kingdom, Barkin said at first she was taken aback.
I was like, oh no, that's not going to work out for me. I can't act for Regina King. I'm way too intimidated. I'd be shy and worried she could do it better than me.
But Barkin says she did enjoy how creative and understanding King was as a director. The show's creator, John Wells, says he invited King to direct this episode, having been impressed by her acting and guest directing on an earlier show of his, Southland.
I had no doubts that she would be able to do it because of who she is. She is very intelligent and also empathetic, and she can be tough without seeming unpleasant in some way. The problem that she has as a director is she's such a damn good actor. So it's, you know, when is she going to find the time to do it?
Between acting and directing, the very busy Regina King runs a production company with her sister, Raina. They've been professional actors since they were kids, born and raised in L.A.
Times are changing every day.
Regina's first role at 13 was on the 1980s family sitcom 227. She played Brenda, Marla Gibbs's daughter.
I'm in high school now. I can't even go on a date, and some girls in my school are married.
You think that's good?
No, I have more sense than that.
I was probably taking notes in my mind back then that were preparing me to be a director now. I really think so. When I think about 227, Marla Gibbs was an amazing mentor slash other mommy.
After 227 ended, King took a 180 from the Brenda character to play what she describes as a more ghetto role in the gritty 1991 drama Boys in the Hood.
Girl, he is fine. I like to rush that. He go to Washington?
In another movie by John Singleton, Poetic Justice, King played Janet Jackson's sassy homegirl, and the movie roles kept coming. You may remember her as Cuba Gooding's savvy wife negotiating his contract in the 1996 movie Jerry Maguire.
Excuse me, you're making him comment when you know we deserve the big four. Shoe, car, clothing line, soft drink. I know about the four jewels of the celebrity endorsement dollar.
Wow.
I majored in marketing, baby, and so did my husband. We came to play.
That same year, King had a son, who she's raised for the most part as a single mom. As she's matured, so have her roles. For example, Margie Hendrix, the talented singer done wrong in the 2004 movie Ray.
Why don't you make me leave then, sucker? Teach you to treat me like some piece of meat.
King continues to reign on television, from cartoon voices on Boondocks to starring roles on Southland, The Leftovers, Shameless, and American Crime.
If you want to look for the common denominator in the roles that I've played, maybe a very large part of them are women that just are huge energies. They're just kind of force of nature type of women.
King is not afraid to speak her mind. At the Emmys 6 years ago, another black actress was identified as Regina King. She had tuned into the award show to watch the In Memoriam segment recognize her friend Elena Reed Hall, who died that year. her fellow 227 alumna, had also appeared on Sesame Street but didn't make the cut. The two slights made King furious.
Wow. So at that point, my blood just started boiling.
She wrote a letter that was featured in the Huffington Post under the title The Emmys, as white as ever.
I opened it laying down the statistics because I'm not making this up. I sent it to my team and they all supported me. And they all said, you do realize what you're doing. I said, yeah, I'll probably never be nominated for an Emmy or anything. But, you know, it's fine.
Last year, King was nominated for an Emmy and won for her portrayal of a passionate Muslim sister on the TV series American Crime.
I dedicated myself to uplifting us. When I gave myself to our true God, our one true God, Allah, that's when I finally found my freedom.
People could absolutely see the heart that she was bringing to the character, the depth of passion, the strength of faith.
John Ridley, who created, wrote, and directed American Crime, says he's extremely proud of King's work.
I don't even think going into it, we realized how sensitive people would be, some people, or how insensitive some people would be to the portrayal of a Muslim American. And for Regina, it was just absolutely fearless.
That courage also impressed Shondaland executive Betsy Beers. She watched King grow into a director who was asked to work on such shows as Scandal and The Catch.
She's just got a phenomenal presence, simply powerful and present and very calm. She's the real deal.
King is now one of the few women, African-American at that, who was directing in Hollywood.
You know, I fall in the double minority, and I recognize how many women directors got a lot of feet in the teeth for me to get to where I am, you know, that were treated really, really terribly on sets. I have been lucky.
Regina King continues to be in demand as a director and an actor. Her dream is to portray the late Shirley Chisholm, the first Black congresswoman. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.